It's always hard to start, I swear.
Bye.
Pause. Anyways, welcome to Warming Up Episode 16. It's your boy Legend 301 here, as per usual, with the Urban Legend, two-man show. What's poppin'?
Like always.
You know. Just a quick little announcement. I just want to quickly say we got some good news 2 days ago. And now Warming Up is available on, wait for it, iTunes. Bam. Spotify. Bam. Breaker, I don't know what that is yet, bam. Anchor, Google Podcasts for Androids, bang. Radio Public, I don't know what that is either. And YouTube, shit, even on Twitch.tv since we're live right now.
I lost count after iTunes, so.
iTunes, Spotify, Breaker, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and YouTube.
Oh, so I was good, seven, yeah. Damn, we on seven.
We on seven. So we get to diversify a little bit and spread our wings. But the only way you'll see the video is through YouTube and through Twitch. So if you're hearing this another way, hi Nicole, I can see you driving right now. That's a little inside joke. So what's new? What's new, Irvin? What you got for me this week?
My life.
Yeah. Talk about it. I see you still in hell.
Hey, so it's not that bad down here, do you know?
Yeah, no, no Donald Trump, no.
No, no, no,
no. No racism, I bet. No.
No, there's a lot of.
You see Hitler down there, or is he deeper down? He's not that bad.
You know what? I'd rather have Hitler as a president than Donald Trump.
Well, you heard it here first.
Yeah, look, come on now. Uh-huh. Did I bring this up in the past? I don't think I ever brought it up.
No, I don't think so either, man. Let's
look,
start.
Look, Hitler, yeah, he's in that. Look, shit. He's obviously in hell getting butt fucked and gang banged by like 12 demons out the ass, you know. But if you really think about it, he was a good leader. Mm-hmm. He brought a country up when at the most darkest times.
Yeah, he blamed it on the Jews.
Mm-hmm. He has a point, you know.
Oh, shit. You know, there's people that believe that the Holocaust didn't exist.
Oh, no, it didn't exist. It was conspiracy theory, you know?
Yeah, it was just actors, 6 million of them.
Yeah, you know.
Fuck. Holy shit.
Nah, I know. The people who think that, they're obviously just straight-up rednecks, you know? Hey, son.
Oh, my God. I like this. I mean, hey, you know, in hell, bro. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm in hell, you know? I'm not going to say, you know, uh-huh. All lives matter.
Mm-hmm.
Except when you're in hell.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Heard it here, but first.
But first. So. Yeah,
but like.
But yeah. Uh-huh. Hit me.
For there's nothing new in my life or here. I upgraded my internet. Not yet. They're supposed to come in next week on Thursday.
How fast?
I didn't even know we had this type of internet. We had this internet. We had 50 megabytes.
What is that? Trash?
That trash. I didn't know this. I was just like, what the fuck? So I upgraded to 150.
Yeah.
Because, you know, fuck it.
That's, you know what's really funny?
What?
I don't really mean to.
Bash and
to
shit.
To bash your internet speed. But I'm currently on a 250 down, 50 up.
Look, man, you can't be rich like you. You know?
No. Wait for this. So I'm in the process of moving, and the townhouse has been solidified, and the moving. I actually move on Tuesday since that's my first day off. We have a gigabyte internet being set up.
Damn.
At the house, and I'm fucking excited because that means that streaming, downloading, all that evil shit I'd be doing on the internet can be done quick, fast. Magnificently.
But how you about to do it? Pirate Bay's down, dude.
You know, I can't publicly out myself, man. I plead the fifth. I refuse to incriminate myself. But yeah, no, it's beautiful. So,
look, I thought about getting the gigabyte, but like that's another blue on top. And like,
I don't know where you're getting this gig, bro, but. That gigabyte plan I'm getting, it's only $90 a month.
See, but you're only getting internet, right?
What's cable?
See, that's the thing. My family believes in cable.
Don't tell me they have a... Do you guys have a house phone, too?
No. Okay. We only have the double play. The double play. Just... Hell no. Son, tell me why I called them, right? Because I... So we had to renew the contract. Well, my dad wanted to. So we renewed this contract. So the 50 megabytes and like two boxes, all that shit. I did it by accident. I was like, fuck. So I called them. I was on the phone for 40 minutes, dog. 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Till for them to just cancel it. And then the woman was like, you know, if you get the Verizon triple play with the phone, it'll be a lot cheaper. And I was like, you're absolutely right. But we don't believe in house phones. We have cell phones. You know, what's a house phone?
Fuck. So that's ridiculous.
And then she was, you know, I can edit it for you. I was all right, you know, edit it for me. And then she just started making it so complicated, dog. And I was like, you know what? Can you just cancel it? Just cancel the order. I'll just do it later. Are you sure? And I was like, yeah, just cancel it. Oh, okay. Well, is there anything else? No. Oh, would you like to do a survey? No. All right, okay. Have a good day. I'm just like, yeah.
So that actually provides an irrational anger out of me, like that, like waiting for, like talking to machines be pissing me off. Like I just hear them talk, like I hear, press one if you want, habla, posiciona dos si quiere alguien en español. Like fuck, bro.
You have to keep pressing zero for an operator.
Just 00. I keep pressing like 111 and yell representative.
No, you just keep pressing zero.
All the way.
And this works with every, like, so far, this worked every single time. This works with all operators. You want to talk to, like, you know, a person, press zero.
Holy shit.
Just keep pressing 00000.
You heard it here, episode 16. Now you know how to speak directly to operators and not fucking stupid-ass machines.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, this actually, I want to subject into, like, a mini little segment here. So, do you do anything that you do to piss people off? Like, let me jump into this little more. So, when I'm driving and there's two lanes, and there's a car behind me who's tailgating the shit out of me, and the car next to me is like right next to me, you know what I mean? Like we're both like the line leaders, so to speak. Mm-hmm. What I do is I go extra slow. The guy starts to get in front of the car on my left starts to pass me, right? And I can see the frustration of the driver behind me. So, like, I'm going slow. He slows down. He goes to make the left. And by doing that, to get behind the other car, so then the cars behind him catch up to me. And while he's trying to get behind that car and pass me to make the right and get in front of me, I accelerate. And I stay at the same pace. And he comes right back behind. But he's already, like, a couple cars behind me. It's so fucking gratifying.
I thought I was the only one that did that, dog.
Nah, dude, I'd be having so much fun with it. That shit, son. Yeah, no, I'm an asshole for that one. I do a lot of shit that might classify me as an asshole, but I can't say it all on the pod.
At my job,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure everybody already knows where I work at, but I'm not gonna say it again. So like, you know, like when the order comes, you have to make boxes for the order.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's a pizza place, guys. And it's kind of, I'd be having like customers just go up to front, like up to me and just show me the receipt. I just look at them and just keep doing boxes. And they're like, oh, is 342 ready? Like, they didn't even tell me. And I look at it. I look at the wall. I see the number. And I look at it. I'm just like, nah, it's not ready. Oh, they're like, it's been 30 minutes. Look, we haven't had a long line, you know.
Yeah.
Give me like 20 more minutes, it's all yours. Okay. I was like, all right. Nah, son. They're like the next person like to come, like the next order. I just put it in the box and just leave it there for it to get cold.
What a dickhead.
Nah, son, I fucking hate people, son. It's, oh my God. You know what I also hate too? You know what I also hate?
So. Yeah, what do you hate? Tell me.
Oh my God, I hate every race. But
More
specifically, I hate when customers, when they know we close, and they see me cleaning, And they see everyone's cleaning. They hear the gates close. They see the gates close. And they're still there eating.
And they don't hurry up?
Son, they don't hurry the fuck up. It's like today, this one family group. I'm not gonna name what kind. I'm not gonna say what. Y'all can probably tell what they were. No, they're not white.
Okay.
Son, they were just there, son, till like 9:10, and we close at 8:30. But by 9:10, everybody's already cleaning it, like, closed, and they're still there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, son. And then I just look at them. I mean mug them. So I start doing other things I would do later during my process.
Wait, hold on. How do you mean mug them? How do you look at them?
I just stare them down. Just
like, like show me.
Like, I'm just there like. And like, they just don't get it through their heads, dog. And then finally, I stopped, and then like my manager, one of the managers come, and they're just, he's just like, just move tables, and they'll leave. Like, they're not listening to us. I was like, all right, cool. I move every single table except for theirs.
That actually reminds me of, so I was a server in my past life, and we're at a hibachi. So if anybody knows what a hibachi is, it's basically the chef comes out and cooks the food in front of you. They roll their carts out, and they cook the food, obviously. So this process takes an hour and a half, depending on the amount of people and what they get. For example, chicken, as we all know, takes the longest to cook. And so anyways, we close at 10 p.m. Sometimes they would come in like a 9:45, right? And we go by rotations. So if it's not your turn, you're straight. But if it's your turn and it's been 45 minutes, you're clenching your asshole just hoping that nobody comes in. And this one time I always, like, even if I get Alzheimer's, I remember this story. Is a regular comes in, not my regular, some other server's regulars, and it's my turn, so I gotta take him. But I'm pissed because I gotta write a paper when I get home, and this due tomorrow, and your boy waits last minute for everything. So I go up to him. You can ask Dubhead. Shout out to Dubhead, who I know listens to the podcast. Shout out.
We're talking shit.
Oh, yeah, he also said that. Anyways, so.
Oh, no, I know what he said.
Yeah, send it to you. So, he said, your camera shit, dog.
No, it's all good. It's all good. He can't hear it because Brian ate his ear.
God. So, I go up to the table, man. I'm like, yo, what the fuck do you want? No, I didn't say that. I lied. I said, hey, man. I was like, I was already blown, so my body, my energy was off. I'm like, hey, man, I know we're about to close in a couple minutes, man. We're all pretty much all set here to leave. If I could get your order so I could get the chef figure out as quickly as possible, that would be great because I got to go home. And right off bat, they looked at me like they weren't expecting us to say that, you know what I mean, because we're servers and we're trying to get tip, and he comes all the time. And he's a little bit bummed, and I'm not leaving. He's like, all right, give us a minute. I'm like, okay, I'll just wait here. And they're like, then they start like really showing it. So I'm just waiting there, just looking at them. Like, I have my notepad in my hand, and I'm literally looking at them like. I just get upset. And it's the guy with the bitch. Like, his bitch was there, you know? I'm not saying it's his bitch because he owns the woman. I'm just saying that there was a bitch sitting next to him, you know?
So he owns the woman, got it.
Okay, well, shit. So anyways, they finally order, you know, because I have to take some of the chefs home because these motherfuckers are 40-year-old Hispanic men who lost their license because they're drinking and driving. So I go in there, and that's pretty much the end of the story, but I just want you to know that I know where you're coming from, bro, because I ended up going home at 11. So, oh, and they didn't tip. Rightfully so. I didn't care. You know what I mean? I was just trying to go home because I was going to go home off there, like off rips. You feel me? So yeah. Fuck customers, especially ones that decide how much you make. That really irritates you.
Nah, me. Son. When I go out to eat with like family or like with friends.
You don't tip.
No. It depends.
Uh-huh. Talk to me about this tipping.
If I'm broke, you ain't getting shit.
Then why fucking go eat, man?
Because I'm hungry, son.
Go to McDonald's.
No. If I'm broke, I don't go out to like where you need to give tips and shit. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. If I try to be home, save that money for gas, because gas be expensive, dog.
Hey, $3, man. Shit.
What kind of gas you put in your car?
Well, I run a hybrid, so I put regular.
Oh, look at that. Not all of us can be rich.
How? Bitch, you're the one who wanted a coupe. You pay hella in fucking insurance. Two-door car. All for the flex. All to impress the biddies so you can jump out their houses.
Where? Hey, look. That story's in the past.
That's true.
Boy, I put a plus to the one above. So in the middle.
Yeah, that one's... I used to do that. Then I just realized... We're all gonna die. So if my car dies before me, it's whatever.
Jerry. See, I love my car to put enough, like good enough gas, not enough to fix it, but good enough gas. Anyways, I'd be leaving like double digits, because I already like if we've been there for like a long time, I'll put double digits. If we were there for like, I don't know, dog.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I just read the chat, and they were like, you trying to expose this man, legend. Calm down about just your whole tip and etiquette. Anyways,
My chat's not updating.
Your what?
My chat's not updating. I need to fix that right now. That's crazy. No, but yeah, you know, it all depends, too. Like,
okay.
I can't really explain it. Like, it all really depends. You're trying to expose me, you bitch. It all depends. Like, if you're an asshole, I'll give you a tip. But you still a bitch.
Hey, man. He got the bread, bro. He don't care. He's just trying to get high when he gets out. Yo, quick question. I'm going to run a couple questions through you. Try to give me rapid-fire answers. Get this shit. I want to see where exactly you're at.
I'm bad at this stuff, okay?
We're going to call this a lightning round. Did you hear? You ready for this? All right.
As ready as it can be.
What is something you're obsessed with?
Porn.
All right. What is your favorite way to waste time?
This.
Hey, what the fuck? What do you do to get rid of stress?
Oh, masturbate.
Okay, what was the last time you worked incredibly hard?
Ooh. At work.
Okay. Shit. What three words best describe you?
Fat. Cute. Gorgeous.
What is your favorite number?
6.
Why?
66.
Who in your life brings you the most joy?
Damn, my family. Oh, wait, who?
Who? That's one person. Quick. Mom, dad, brother, yourself, money, Benjamins.
I don't know.
Me. Carlos. Your mirror. Your mom.
It's either my mom or my dad.
You gotta pick one.
My mom.
Man. I'll dap you up for that, man. Shout outs to moms. Alright, that's pretty much the end of the lightning round. But now I was actually gonna ask these topics to go into more detail. You know. So what are something you're obsessed with besides porn? I mean, if you're obsessed with porn,
no,
let me know.
No. What am I obsessed with?
While you wait, I can give you a little bit of time, and I can go and answer that. What I'm currently obsessed with is I don't know if obsessed would be the best word to really describe it, but whenever I do something,
obsessed is kind of OC to be.
Yeah, you can never be upset because that has like a negative connotation to it. But something that you're into, for example, like what I'm into right now is of course this podcast. But besides from that, and stuff that I do as a hobby is like dive into interviews of rappers, but only the ones I like. You know what I mean? That I like the persona. Mm-hmm. For example, I did that for Logic, or I do that for Logic. I did that for Mac Miller. You know all his interviews and his projects, his mixtapes that aren't on Apple Music. When he was going as Easy Mac back in the day when he was 16. And now I'm currently doing it for Russ, or I've been doing it for Russ. Which, this man, I'm just going to throw this out in the universe. if I could have somebody on the podcast, it would be him.
Because it wouldn't be Logic.
It wouldn't be Logic. I'm not going front. It's because I feel like I relate more to Russ in a sense. You know what I mean? Like that. Everything he speaks in interviews, like it's common sense. Except that common sense isn't that common anymore. You feel me? It's more of
look. If a rapper like Tekashi could be on Billboard 10 out of 10, that's it. There's no common sense. I mean, Tekashi the GOAT and all, but nah. So...
Fuck Christ! I was just saying. Back to my point. I don't know if you be listening to interviews and shit, but whenever they go on press runs after albums and stuff, they talk about the exact same shit. You know what I mean? Every single interview, they ask him the exact same questions, and I just find it stupid how like you get a chance to speak to these artists and you ask them the exact same questions that the previous radio station ask, and they don't ask him like, I feel like I would be a good interviewer. I don't know, maybe I'm just cocky or I think too much of myself, but to really dive into the person and just have a genuine conversation would be my go-to instead of trying to get some clickbait. I don't know. So that's my answer.
Okay, well, obsessed. I'm not really obsessed into anything, to be completely honest. I'm gonna give you multiple answers.
Okay, I like multiple answers.
Now that I think I'm thinking about it, one thing I like to search up a lot is cooking.
Really?
But not in the sense of like oh, do this and that and that. No, I like well, in a way it is that, but I like when they kill an animal. So when they kill the animal or they get the animal fresh and it's still semi-alive and they're like, look, this is how you properly, you know, kill them. This is what you have to take out. This is how you cook this. This is how you cook that. Or I like seeing them like get the animal and then that. I like, so like in a way cooking like real life, like no, like go to the store and do this and that. Because for if I want to learn how to cook, I'll go on YouTube. I'll look it up. But I'm just thinking about like, I want to learn stuff that will be helpful if I do need it, you know?
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
There's not always going to be a giant Costco or like Safeway and stuff. Because you never know what happens.
That's really good to know because I couldn't tell you. I don't know what the fuck to do. I know how to kill a chicken because I've seen it once. You know, you take his neck and... You hang him outside. Yeah, you hang him upside down, let him bleed out. And then to take the feathers off, you put him in hot-ass water.
And then put him in cold water and then...
And then open him up and take the shit. And that's pretty much it. But anything else, bro, I don't know. Like, how exactly... You see a deer on the ground, you just hit him, you just cut his neck? Like, how would you end his misery?
So... See, like, for deers, you have to kill them fast.
You have to kill them fast, okay.
You have to kill them fast because if... The point is you're trying to, like, for example, for a deer, you're trying to get one shot.
Okay.
You're trying to aim for the heart, which is above the front two legs. It's around this area.
Oh, like their chest type equivalent.
Their chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you miss and you hit them, adrenaline starts rushing to the body, and the adrenaline taints the meat.
Damn. I like a lot of fear, but okay.
Nah, it taints the meat, so it won't be as delicious or as good. I'll have like a... I don't want to say... In a way, it's kind of like this, like, bitter. It's some slight bitter.
You've had deer before?
I've had deer multiple times.
Multiple times? Dog, you didn't even invite me. What the fuck?
Like, shit.
Have you had squirrel? Rabbit?
Rabbit, yes. Squirrel, no. Frog, yes.
Snake?
I've wanted to have snake.
Mm-hmm. Mongoose?
No.
Lizards?
None reptilian, except for a frog, but does that count as a reptilian?
How do I know? I'm just a spick boy.
Exactly.
okay. That's actually very interesting. I didn't know that about you. This is cool.
So yeah, so I'm really into that. Like, I like that. I like not looking up videos, but I like going on Instagram. And like on my feed, I either get Fortnite stuff or drawings. So like it'll be like some drawing of some anime or whatever.
That's true.
So it just gives me ideas and I'm just like, maybe I should draw it. And it's like, you know, I'm just like, kind of want to at the moment. That's another thing. Damn, what's another one?
I mean, that's fine. You can keep going for you, yeah.
Fighting.
Like MMA?
MMA.
Like Conor McGregor's next upcoming fights?
Hey, son.
He best win. There's no option but to win.
No, son. You know how Conor McGregor is? Like, he'll talk shit.
Yeah.
He hasn't been doing that much.
He hasn't been, that's true.
He's been talking shit, but not like, fuck the Mayweathers type of, you know, that type of shit. Did you see during the press conference with him and Khabib?
I didn't see it.
He don't talk that much. So like when they did the whole face to face,
yeah,
Khabib was just like smiling and like mean mugging him, and then he finally got a serious face, and then like Conor just lost it. He was just like, "I'm gonna beat the shit out of you," like in general. And like Khabib have had his belt, and then Conor was like, "That ain't shit." He whips out his two belts. Has it like this, like a champ. I'm just like, damn, son.
Flex. That's just pretty fucking dope. The thing is, the odds right now are saying that Conor's the underdog. They're saying he might not take it. Especially since he hasn't fought an MMA fight in 2 years.
No, he's the underdog, but he's been training his ass off. Ever since one of his friends, you remember when his friend got like, when Khabib's gang messed with one of his friends. That's like one of the main reasons why this is happening.
Oh shit!
That's one of the reasons why Conor threw the little thing at the bus.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because Khabib and his men, his guys,
his goons.
I think they kicked the guy's ass while they were fighting him.
Oh yeah, that I actually did remember that. Damn, that's dope.
That's more of a reason why he has to win. Like, there's no, oh, he'll lose. No, he has to win. And I want him to win.
Me too. Definitely.
Like, I want him to win. I'll put money down too. I want him to win. Speaking of like MMA, but not really MMA, mm-hmm. Did you see the boxing match?
Bro, I want money off that shit.
Oh, yeah. Son.
I went for my Mexican all the way. That was a fucking good ass match.
That was a good son. I was I had just gotten home from work, and my friend was gonna he had it at his dad's place, so I went over. So I missed the first two fights, like the cards.
Yeah.
The first two cards. So I got there on time before they even announced Triple G and Canelo.
That's crazy. Son.
Those 12 rounds were insane, especially the last fucking round when they just started.
Yeah, they just started. They dropped defense, bro, and they just started hitting it. That shit was dope. That shit was fun. That whole day for me was actually pretty dope. I went with Nyx and her family to a restaurant, and I had like a pitcher of alcohol, and I was already drunk. And I was gonna go meet up with, I'll tell you, with Jello at his house, one of my friends at his house, to watch the fight. And he's like, "Yo, bring some beers. My family's gonna be here," his actual family. I'm like, "Okay, I'll be there." I'm like, "All right, whatever." I go by, I get 24 pack of some. I got a 12 pack of Stella and a 12 pack of something else. I just can't remember.
I don't like Stella.
I don't really like any beers. But hold on. So, you know, I go there and I find out the Dolphin is there, Los is there, same person, and I find out that Bobby Shmurda is there. And I'm like, "All right, bad. This is pretty dope, all right?" And I'm already drunk. I'm already like off the shits cuz I drank a little bit. And so I drink more. I say hi to all the people. I watch the match. I'm like, "Yo, you trying to bet a blue? You trying to bet $100 on this guy?" Cuz they all said, "Nah, Triple G going to take it." I'm like, "Nah, I'm going for the spick. There's
Please
no way."
Tell me all three of them.
They were like, nah, I can't do it blue. I'm like, "All right, let's do 20. And they're like, "All right, bet." Boom, shake. "Yo, you want to bet $20 on, you want to bet against me?" And they're like, "All right, bet." So I got two bets going on. I'm a little bit drunk. I'm sitting in the middle with a big ass TV. The whole family's there, all watching the boxing match. And the first couple rounds, I think Carnelo had the first. All right. He had the first couple rounds, right?
He had the first five rounds.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then too. From six to round like nine or yeah. ten, it was Triple G. But then. Mm-hmm. 11 was either one of the two, but the one that really counted and made the difference was the last round.
That's true. Wait, but wasn't there a round in which
it was the last round when he fell on his knee?
Carnelo fell on his knee, right?
That was the last round.
Okay, that was the last. I was like, oh, when I saw it, I was like, no, oh shit, I'm gonna lose money. Fuck.
When he fell on the last on his knee, I thought to myself, it's over. Damn, it's over.
But this man got up and gave that man his first L, son. Let's fucking go.
I'm not going to lie. I really wanted Canelo to win. But I kind of wanted Triple G to win. So he can be, like, the official undisputed.
Yeah.
Just so I can, like, be, like, happy, you know?
Yeah, no.
But nah, son.
That shit was fucking insane. I'm happy because the first boxing match I actually watched was the Manny Pacquiao and
Mayweather,
and that shit was just hugging. I was like, "What the fuck is going on, man? What is this?"
You know, there's gonna be another one now.
I hope it's not like the first one. I'll watch it just because of the hype, and it's a good time to just drink and make some money. I'll go for Pacquiao.
No, I'm gonna go for Mayweather.
Yeah, that's a safe bet, but. I mean, man, he's a fucking congressman, dude. Like, this man is building houses in the Philippines.
In the
Philippines. And Mayweather's just punching his wife, so... You know what I mean? So...
No, son. Speaking of Mayweather... You heard of the beef between him and 50?
Oh, that shit's hilarious. That's 50 OP.
Enough, 50, one of those people... You just can't mess with him, dog. And he's on Eminem's side, too. You can't, like if you mess with Eminem, you mess with 50. You don't want to mess with 50. You don't want to mess with either one of them, to be completely honest.
No, I can stand behind that for sure.
I don't know, man. Overall, that was one of the best boxing matches I've seen.
I can say the same thing, because that's my first time. You feel me? Like, that was literally my first time watching that.
Like I genuinely enjoyed it, dog. I was, God.
But, I actually,
Wait, you actually what?
I think I have another little topic here. It's a relationship advice. And I want to see what you think about this. This one might be a little bit easy, and set in stone to be on the side of.
But, I have a topic. We'll have a topic. It's about in kind of relationship, but yeah, go ahead.
So I'm gonna go ahead and just read it out loud for you. It's not that long. Just bear with me as I read this out loud. So the title of the post here is, "My wife, 25, she's 25 female, might leave me, 25 male, for porn." So I'm like, oh shit, let me click on that. Let's see what the fuck that is.
Is this on Reddit?
Yeah. So first off, I want to make it clear I'm not fishing to be told I'm right. In fact, I know I'm in the wrong. A couple years ago, she told me she did not approve of my looking at pornography in our relationship. And since that confrontation, I had stopped. However, the two of us moved to a new region early this year. And since the move, our sex life has been non-existent, maybe once a month. And it seems like a chore for the both of us. I try to initiate a few times a week, but she usually shuts it down. And if she doesn't seem like she just wants it to be over. And if she doesn't, it seems like she wants it to be over. Our bedroom life was not like that previously. I'm not sure what happened or why. Unfortunately, to fill the void in our sex life, I slip back into my old habit of looking at porn a couple of times a week. I knew it was a couple of times. Holy shit. I knew it was wrong of me, but I did it anyways. Initially, I tried to rationalize it as I'm doing this to keep me from annoying my wife for my advances or other crappy excuses. But in hindsight, I know I did it solely... for self-satisfactory purposes, which was a betrayal of trust, of her trust. But today, my wife went through my phone and saw porn on my history. She says she wants to be done because she told me before it's a deal breaker. I need to save this marriage. I love this woman. Now faced with the reality of the situation, I'll give up sex altogether if that's what it takes. Does anybody have any advice how to express my regret and show my wife I can honestly change for her?
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. I'm gonna be.
You said what? Can you repeat that?
I'm going to be honest right now and all that crap. If you and your partner, look, if you're religious and, you know, you're a Christian and you're hardcore, I want to be virgin, wait till marriage, and your wife is 100% true to that and all that, God bless your heart, and, you know, you're a better man for that. Now, yeah, quotation marks around that. Now, if you and your partner are not intimate,
yeah,
like you're not choking her out, you know,
doing the whole nine, power bombing, 69. Tell me about
fucking the McChicken position. Are you hip to that?
No, I don't know what the hell that is. Please explain to me what the McChicken position is before we venture any further.
I want you to search it up on your phone. Just photos.
What did I type in? McChicken position.
McChicken sex position. Chat, do this too.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now. Urban Dictionary, oh shit.
No, I want you to search up a picture.
Oh, a picture? Image? Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck? Is it where...
Her legs are all the way up, and he's holding her like this. Her legs are up. Hold on, I'm looking up.
Wait, I'm getting a different one.
What do you see? Let me see. What do you see?
Oh, her legs are all the way up, and, like, she's, like, getting strapped up. It's the Nelson lock, right?
The full Nelson.
The full Nelson. That's the McChicken position. Why is it two different names?
Well, no, that's what it is. That's the McChicken position.
Oh, I thought it was called a Nelson.
Nelson?
So, you know what? This is going to get a little graphic here, but the guy's on the bottom. The girl's on top.
Can I show it in the chat?
You can put the... No, you can't. You cannot. Oh, you cannot do that.
Damn it. Alright, well, I'm gonna send you this.
You can put it in the Discord on the Not Safe for Work Reddit subsection of it.
But you're seeing... Is he bald? Is the guy bald?
Yes.
That's the one.
And it's a tiny, blonde girl.
Yep.
Okay, so that's the McChicken position. Look it up.
That's the McChicken position.
That's pretty hard to do, to be honest.
I'm hip, so my dick's not that big. I can't do
that. But that wouldn't really matter for that, really.
Yeah, you're right. Because, but
anyways.
But like, if you're not if you're not intimate with your partner.
Yeah.
I understand if you're tired. I understand if you guys have work and all that stuff. But if it's been a whole month, and y'all have been fucked at least five times. Okay, five times. That's reasonable, is it? For like a month, five times, like minimum.
Yeah, you should be doing that every day,
if possible. You know, I know you gotta reload and stuff. Like three times sink. A week. That's perfectly fine, right? Three times a week, four times a week.
Let's make it at least four times a week, I think.
Yeah, if you're not piping y'all not piping for four times a week, at least three times a week or two times a week.
Mm-hmm.
There's another guy. There's someone else.
You think so? That's my initial reaction too.
It has to be, dog. There has to be. Like if she, there's no way.
If after the move it stopped, maybe the stress of moving or something. But I don't understand how that makes sense. I think there's another slim in there. Just like McChicken in her.
And if porn?
Oh.
If porn's the reason why she wants to stop?
Yeah.
Dude, you should have been left there a long time ago.
I agree. They're 25 too, so it's not like they're 45 years old and he's like jerking it off in the corner, and you know what I mean?
They're 25?
They're both 25.
Nah, she's cheating.
Yeah, thank you. I agree with you 100%.
She's cheating.
Yeah.
So there's no way. Because I'll put a graphic. I know my parents have sex. I know they do. No, thank God I've never done that. But, like, I've looked in my dad's drawer to look for... I've seen condoms. Like, I don't care.
Uh-huh.
They're like, 40-something, and they're going into their 50s, I think. I'm pretty sure they are. Yeah. Like, come on, son.
Yeah.
Like, she has to be cheating. Like, there's no other reason. Unless your dick is really, unless you got a limp dick and like, you just don't know how to use it. I don't know, dog.
But yeah, no, I agree. I think, and also, even if it wasn't, my initial reaction was the guy, was another guy. But if she can't rationalize the fact that he's beating off because the fact that she's not laying down to pee for him, then something's wrong on her end, because how is that a betrayal? I don't see that as betrayal of trust. I feel like
if anything, that's a good thing. He's not cheat. He is not cheating.
That's facts. That's actually a big fact.
So the fact that that you're not giving him any punani, and he's just like, I love you. I love this woman. I'm just beat my meat to some Tina Trump, uh-huh. And then I'm gonna let the stress let go.
The built up tension release.
Yeah, instead of being like, look, man, shawty ain't giving me the punani, I'm about to hit up my mistress. I'm about to hit up her sister to give me some punani. Cause she be looking a little right? You know, she be giving, I'm just like, but tonight, I ain't loyal. I ain't loyal tonight.
Yeah. I agree. That's actually, yeah, no, some of these, that was an easy one, you know? I think that we both picked that up relatively quick. The fact that he's also, like, seeming like, you know, he sees that he's in the wrong, he has some self-esteem issues or something, but that's something he needs to work out on his own.
Yeah, like, that's his problem, too, but
yeah,
they're both wrong in two different, and like, different, in different ways. They're both wrong. Hmm. He's wrong because he's like, it's my fault. No, nigga, no, it ain't your fault. It's her fault.
All right. Let me show you another one here. This is interesting. It's relatively easy as well, I think. A question for men in long-term relationship. Is it normal for you to save pictures of naked women on your phone? If you do, if so, did you continue to do so in relationships and why? And lastly, should it be a concern?
Look, man, if I got pics from old shawties.
Uh-huh.
What, I feel like this video is gonna haunt me. Yeah. Look. How do I best explain this? Mm-hmm. If I have video evidence or pictures
of you laying the pipe,
of me laying the pipe, or of other females sending me, entertainment.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna delete them.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna look at them.
Right. So what do you do?
I'm going to have them locked up in a save file. Because if whatever reason, unless I know we're married, we're getting married, and you have...
And you won't cheat on it? Wait, can you repeat that?
Unless I know, like... Oh, no, I wouldn't... No, all right, that's another thing, too. I'm loyal. I will never cheat in a relationship. Like, because, frankly, I don't see the point in that. If I'm going to cheat... If I'm going to cheat, I'm going to just break up with you. Be straight up with you.
Okay.
Like, in all my past relationships and all my exes, I've never cheated on any one of them. I've always been loyal.
You ever been cheated on?
Not that I know of.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, if they cheated on me and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because someone wouldn't be alive. But... No, like I don't see the point in cheating. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't wanna be with them, just leave. Let them move on, and you move on. Then when you realize you have something good, hopefully you still have a chance of going back. If not, you fucked up. Move on.
Yeah, I think you should just have them safeguarded in a place and not look at them. And if you want to look at them, make sure she doesn't find out.
Oh no, for sure.
That, yeah. All right, so let me do the last one. This one is a little bit longer, and I think this might be a little difficult. I think I haven't had a chance to read it. So let me just do this one real quick. All right. I, female of 27 years old, have been with my boyfriend of 23 years old for 2 years, but I'm starting to have feelings for a coworker. Is my relationship dead or just any ruts? Background information. I suffer from both depression and anxiety. I have been in some toxic relationships before, and I was married very briefly when I was 22. My current boyfriend, let's call him Jay, and I have been together for 2 years. I am still in school working on my master's degree. I am a teacher and I suffer from an autoimmune disease. I think that means you get sick easy or something. I don't know. Google. I've always been in a long-term relationship, not because I've been happy in them, but because I'm horrible at leaving. I'm always worried about hurting the other person. I get bored easily in relationships. I tend to fall hard and fast, but those connections fizzle out fast. When I met Jay, I fell in love immediately, and those crazy butterflies and intense feelings of passion did not go away. The past 2 years have been nothing short of amazing. We moved in together a year ago, and that's when we started fighting more often. Our fights tend to be about household chores and responsibilities. I always view Jay as mature for his age, but now that we're entering a more adult point in our relationship, I can't help but notice where he's lacking. This is extremely unattractive to me. I'm a very independent woman, probably to a fault. I have been on my own since I was 16 and basically had to figure out life on my own, so I'm just not into babying people. I get frustrated with him because he doesn't help around the house as much as he should, and I constantly need to be on him about responsibilities such as financial aid for school or even calling our landlord for maintenance when I'm at work and unable to call. He also likes to debate, and so these fights turn into debates that aren't constructive as he's more into the idea of being right or winning. I also have a very busy schedule with school and work and also being sick. Another thing he does is always try to one-up me. He's always more tired. He has arthritis, things like that. I know this is a bit selfish. For example, he was off one day and I had work. We planned to go to the gym. I commute over an hour for work and he still made my... What the fuck? Okay. He still made my drive to the gym. I know that's a small issue, but a small selfish thing happened constantly, so it adds up. My feelings for him are way off right now. I love him, of course, but I guess I didn't like him. Stupid, I know, but I can't explain it any other way. I'm starting to have doubts. I was thinking I could spend my life with him, but now I'm unsure. To make my life more confusing, I think I have feelings for a coworker. So, as I started earlier, I am a teacher. My coworker, I'll call him V, taught my students math and I English. He is physically attractive, but at first I wasn't a fan of his personality. He comes off like a bro dude and a total dick. Well, over the course of a year, I got to know him very well, and he's genuinely a good guy. He's older than me. He's 37. He has qualities that are sort of what I wish I saw in Jay. He is an adult, and he acts like one. Anyway, at our end of a year party, I got drunk, and me and V flirted up a storm. He tried to kiss me, but I told him we couldn't, as I am in a relationship. He was extremely respectful. That night, we both revealed some personal shit, and he promised my secrets are safe with him.
Hey, can I pause you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Monk, I heard you got your dick wet.
All right. Well, after the party, I texted him saying that I was a flirty drunk and I didn't want our friendship to be ruined. He said there was nothing to worry about. We didn't see or speak for 2 months as it was summer. My little crush disappeared until we got closer to the new school year. I was nervous to go back. I didn't want to be face to face with him. Things are normal between us. We are still just as close as we were before, but my feelings have come back. It's confusing for me. Can I really love Jay as much as I thought if I'm having feelings for someone else? Maybe I feel like because my life has always been a state of chaos that I just don't know how to be happy. I mean, maybe I'm just sabotaging my own relationship. I know the grass may not be greener, so I've been trying to not go and see V at work and only speak when we run into each other, which is easy because we teach on different sides of the building. I try not to think about my feelings, but I feel so guilty and unsure. How do you know when your relationship is worth sticking it out and working through versus needs to end things?
Look, is that it? Is that it?
That is it. Whew, that was a read. Christ.
Y'all been together for 2 years. Uh-huh. You have depression. You have... What else was it? Well, let's just go with depression. You have depression. I know you have some other BS bullshit and whatever, but... You've been together with Jack for 2 years. You loved him for 2 years. You grew up, you had to make yourself mature since age 16. Maybe he hasn't, so you had to understand that his the way he sees things is completely different from what I can tell to what you see. Honestly, if you guys been together for 2 years and you cannot, I repeat, cannot talk and act like actually talk like civilized, mature, like mature adults, then you're both wrong. Mm-hmm. Because, look, it's 2018. I'm 21. And the fact that I would rather, No, I'm not gonna put it on myself. Look, I'm trying to justify it. Look, you guys moved in together. And yeah, chores and all that crap. But honestly, that's kind of normal. Like, from what I've seen, that's kind of a normal thing. Is that a normal thing in you? Like, sometimes, like, you forget to do something and then...
No? You forget to do... Wait, what? You forget to do...
Like, let's say you were supposed to do something on a certain day.
Mm-hmm.
You told Nyx that you were going to do it and you completely forgot. Would she be like, would she like put you up? Would she, in all honesty, would she like be like, hey, look, did, you know, you forgot about this, da da da? Or she be like, son, what the fuck?
If it's a repeated behavior, but I'm usually on point.
So, okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
If it's repeated, like, if he's doing this repeatedly, then.
And he's just, he doesn't give a fuck, or he's over there with the mistress.
God damn it.
You know what I mean?
Probably. Hey. But look, they're 25 and they moved in together, they've been together for 2 years. If you guys cannot, and I repeat, cannot actually talk without arguing,
yeah,
then why are you guys together?
That's facts. So what do you think what do you think she should do?
Frankly, in all honesty, I think she needs to talk to him. Like, okay. First to her man. And if, like, she needs to, like, legit talk to him. And right. If that doesn't work, then they might have to break up.
Okay.
But just because they break up doesn't mean she can go fucking mess around with V.
Right.
No. At this point in time for her, this is the time where she needs to focus on herself and start realizing what the fuck she wants. And start rationalizing and, you know, confirming and, you know, all that good shit. Making sure that she herself is good.
Okay. Let me see here. I agree, but I think what she should do alongside having the conversation should be understanding or try to do things that she likes of him. Like, you know what I mean? To maybe rekindle that flame that she has for him. Like, whatever they did prior, or do things that he knows that he likes and that she likes, and to see if she can get that feeling of V out of her ass, because that's probably just because she feels like she's missing something. But everything you said was correct. I think that she just needs to find out, rekindle everything, and protect the relationship. But if she really can't, then before you start, you know, fucking V, let the guy know, like, I'm out, and give yourself like a week or two to really like understand what exactly you're going through, let it all process, as opposed to jumping from one guy to a guy, because then that just shows that you can't handle problems on your own, and you need some wiener to fill the void. So you got into a little serious conversation here, Monk, but you missed a little bit of fun we were having earlier.
Hell yeah.
I just wanted to try a little different segment now, just to see how creative we can get.
But now, talking about relationships?
Yeah.
You see, have you seen the beef between Yeezy?
Yeah,
it's not. And Drizzy?
Yes.
Son. And Nick Cannon got into it too.
That shit's...
I don't know, dog. I think for real.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tiny's in the... I'm not gonna say in the wrong. Really, they're all in the wrong, to be honest.
Hey, man, a wise man says nothing at all sometimes, you feel me?
Yeah, like, how does he know he's Tom, his, you know, his wife?
Oh, that's because everybody thinks he is.
I saw the theory.
I saw the thread.
That's not, you know what? It's just funny, like, the coincidence is that the day after I read that thread, Kanye apologized to Drake.
Huh.
He apologized to Drake about, like, the whole...
Pusha and everything.
Was it that?
Probably.
He apologized to Drake. Something about his album. Something bullshit like that. But then Kanye is back here saying, if, you know, stop talking about my wife, stop talking, you know, my family. Because Drake has an unreleased song that has Kendall and Kylie, like, reference to them, to, apparently to the whole family, too.
Fire. And,
you know, but I don't know. So, like Kanye is an insecure man. I'm going to be straight up. I think he is. He really is.
I don't know. I don't really be paying attention too much into, like celebrities and hip-hop and shit. Like, I pay attention to, like, the interviews, but the beef and stuff, I don't really, like, I don't know. So, I only know, like, the, but I think maybe it's because of the generation that we grew up in. Like, when we were, I wasn't listening to Graduation or Dark Twisted Fantasy because I was, like, 6 or 8, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't grow up with him, and I feel like we mostly, like, us, we grew up with Drake, for sure. Because 2009, 2010, 2009 was when he released Forever, you know what I mean? Or he was on Forever with Eminem and everybody.
And that was, to this day, that's still a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song. And then Mac Miller, I feel like we all grew up with him as well for as long as we could. And then 2011, Logic came out bursting 7 years ago with Young Sinatra. And he's just been killing the game. And now Russ with the last couple of years. So I feel like it's all dependent on how old you are. But
honestly,
yeah, nah. Wait, so
that's the end of that topic. Unless you wanted to keep going on that topic.
Nah, dude. What? I heard you have another one for me.
Ace, I really hate when people do this stuff.
Do what?
You saw? I hate it. It's more of just like, wow. How can humans be this fucking stupid?
Oh, shit.
Like, oh my god, Nike supported a racist. I'm gonna burn my Nike socks and Nike shoes. I'm gonna show them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck that. No, son, you're stupid. You just wasted like three blues on a pair of kicks. A pair of Nikes. For what? For firewood? Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
I agree.
Nah, son. Like people are just stupid, dog. And the people who are doing this are white people.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen no black people doing it. No Asians. No Spics.
That's true.
No. It was the Caucasian, the white snow, the albinos.
You know, I think most of this, they have to be trolling. Some of them have to be.
Like, even there's no way. That's a bad troll.
I suppose, yeah, because you can get your ass whooped for doing stupid shit like that, for sure.
I wasted $300 on a pair of shoes.
And that, too.
Just so I can set it on fire. Yeah. You, Nike. That's a message. No, Nike doesn't give a fuck.
The reason, I'm pretty sure everybody who's listening, we're kind of late on this, but the whole reason with the burning started, to give a little background for some people who don't know somehow, is the whole, Colin Kaepernick kneeling during the anthem in football, and he was protesting against police brutality, which is a very real thing in certain jurisdictions. As a CJ major, I've looked into that. So, and the reason why I got so much flack was that people really don't understand the fact that he was not disrespecting no goddamn flag, you feel me? But the fact that racism is so deeply rooted in American culture is the reason why it's so hard to distinguish that and kneeling, because they assume it's protesting against America, but it's also America's infused with racism because we're the most racist culture there is. You know what I mean? And
the thing is, he did something way worse than that. He sat down.
Yeah, yeah.
Before the kneeling, he sat down until a retired veteran, asked him, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, why don't you kneel? Yeah,
and then he explained. He was just like, "Look, I'm not doing it to disrespect you guys, but like, I just want to send a message to police brutality." And then the veteran just told him, "Look, just kneel." And now these Caucasian fucks are all butthurt. Like, Why? Why are you hurt? Oh my god, he's kneeling. No. No, like it shouldn't matter to you. Like you're like if it matters to you, you're the problem. It don't, like you're the problem. Like just jump out a window. Do a flip. Land on your head.
Yeah, no, that shit's, I don't know. That I don't really have much to say besides that. I think I really explained it as best as I could.
No, you did. It just irks. It like, you know, it just really irks me how like people are so ignorant and so stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk out of their ass.
That's why I don't like people, man.
I hate everyone.
I hate everybody the same. Yo, real quick, since I know we're running out of time here.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Are you
copying? You copping?
I'm a cop.
All right, big facts. Have you played Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2?
You already know the answer to that, so I have to cop those before this one.
Okay. Have you played any of the Game Boy DS PSP ones?
No.
You haven't played any of them?
I've never played any of the Kingdom Hearts. Because I didn't.
Son.
I wasn't introduced to it till like later.
Duh.
Till later. So I'm going into Kingdom Hearts 3 like.
Yeah.
But
you should definitely look into.
I saw on Twitter like.
The box art?
Yeah. But like all three of them. And then someone
explained. They say, uh-huh.
And someone explained. And so I'm just like, oh, you know, that makes
sense.
It makes sense. But obviously, I don't know the details, like the full details. Like I have to get into the details and like understand it. But I'm going in there with a blind eye, but I'm kind of understanding.
There's
obviously, like after I beat the game, I'm gonna have to go back because I can already tell, like just from looking from the gameplay, I'm just like, damn.
It's gonna be incredible. But actually, there's actually a really good YouTube timeline video that really explains. It's an hour long. I was 20 minutes into it, but it breaks down the whole series and the timeline throughout the courses of the game, which I think you should look into it before, because it's confusing.
You're gonna have to send it to me then.
Oh, bro, just put Kingdom Hearts timeline. It's the first one, an hour.
Who put a thumbs down? I don't know who that is.
I don't know. So, damn, you just broke my chain of thought with that. But it's very insightful, and I've actually played every single one except the one that was on the PSP and the one that was on the PlayStation 2 and 1, which is the first one, second one, and Birth by Sleep, which I believe was on the PSP. So I'm behind, but not necessarily. I understand the main characters. I played the ones on the DS and shit. I'm looking forward to it. I think we've been waiting for this game for like a decade. You know what I mean? Like it's time.
That's what I heard. I have a PlayStation. I have a PS2, so I can just buy the first one and the second one.
I have the second one, and I have a PlayStation 2.
It was good. Let me borrow the game.
Oh yeah, sure.
I bet.
You just got hooked up. Shit.
I bet. What else? There's a lot. You know, this whole going back to the whole game thing. There's a lot of good games coming out. Have you seen Blackout?
Oh, Blackout. It's real quick.
It reminds me of PUBG.
Yeah, I feel like I know maybe this is nitpick. I saw gameplay, and one of the main things was that people really have to like be run over it and select an X to pick up everything, as opposed to running up and getting all the ammo, and you spend most of your time looking down as opposed to traveling. I'm a fan of Battle Royale games, but I can get bored of it really quick.
I'm pretty sure they're going to fix that. I'm pretty sure they're going to fix that. You know? But, no, I'm looking forward to this. I really am. They have a... what's that zombie map?
The
Asylum.
Yeah, it's Soten.
The Asylum. Asylum from World at War.
Asylum.
It's an Asylum. I forgot what to call it. Monk, what is it?
There's an asylum map?
Yeah. And World at War.
In the multiplayer game? Or in the zombies?
So in Blackout, it's pretty much has different Treyarch maps.
Maps, yes. I saw the fact that it has...
And there's a zombie map in Blackout. Like, you go there and you pick up weapons, and I think there's a mystery box. You see the light.
You see the lights.
And there's zombies there.
And like, I saw like, that. I saw gameplay of that. That shit's pretty dope.
What's the asylum? Fuck.
I don't know what the fuck the asylum is.
The map that if you pull the you flush the toilet three times, the song plays.
I can name all the World of War maps. It is Nathan Toten, Shinonuma, holy shit. The one that's broken down, it's oh shit. Oh yes. Damn. Hold up. I remember exactly the one. It's like a broken down building and shit, right?
Yeah, it's an asylum.
Varuk?
That's the one.
Yes. Holy Varuk shit.
Varuk is in there. And you can go in the middle. You know where like the fountain is? You can go there.
Oh, you can go? What the fuck?
You can go like everywhere.
Because I remember some parts were... But can you actually walk the exact same zombie route? Like the... Or... Only the parts that you couldn't access before,
because the exact same zombie route. I think there's one you can't go in. I think that's your room. I think the kitchen.
Can you go into where's
so pretty much
where Mule Cake was? Can you go there?
Every room except I believe the kitchen. Or maybe like there's like a doorway that's blocked off. They have to go like the other way to go to the kitchen. But like you can go throughout the entire like Vorot.
That's crazy. Can you still hear the sounds?
Oh wait, the sounds like the Easter egg?
Like the people screaming and shit?
I think so.
Die.
I think so. But there's zombies there. The song, like the song for that map is there.
That's
it just crazy. By doing the regular Easter egg, like you know, like flushing the toilet,
yeah.
The song plays.
That is actually pretty fucking dope. Holy shit. So I'm actually amazed by that.
So that got me really hyped. There's a zombie. So one of the bosses for yeah. You know the gladiator, themed zombie map.
Gladiator themed what game?
It's for Black Ops 4. It's coming out.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Remember, have you seen the trailer where it's like a zombie tail?
Nope.
Oh well. Well, one of the mini. I think it's like the mini boss or one of the bosses from that is in Blackout. It's in a graveyard, and it pop ups there.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah, and if you kill it, you get like the class 3 armor, high rank stuff.
It takes a lot of bullets, right?
It's stupid hard to kill, and on top of that, you have other enemies trying to shoot at you. So like,
yeah,
and it's it's like a triple double-edged sword. The bunker from Nuketown. You can go in it. It's open.
That's crazy. I saw a firing range.
I haven't seen that, but like that, like just the little things, you know, the bunker from Newtown, you can go in it and it's like, I think it's like, it goes throughout Newtown, I think, but it's like a really huge thing. And like, it's so interesting, dude.
Holy shit. I didn't know that. Wow. That's actually pretty cool. I'm excited for that. I'm definitely going to cop regardless.
Oh, definitely Smash Brothers. I'm a cop. Sorry.
Definitely Mario Kart. I mean, Metroid Prime 4, all the Nintendo games.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not. Battlefield 5 is doing a battle royale. I don't even think I'm getting.
I never really liked Battlefield. I'm not.
I got into it, but I'm not really feeling it because it's World War II.
Yeah, and I need. I want a more modern shooter now, I think.
I can't fade that right now, dog.
Yeah, well, that's actually pretty much all I have. We can keep going. We can
just pull up topics out the ass. To be honest,
I like the chit chats and stuff. It's really cool.
That's all the topics I had. To be honest,
you know, that's okay, man. To be honest, because remember. Warming Up is now available on iTunes, Spotify, Breaker, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, YouTube, Twitch. There's no option. You can hear me in your car. You can hear me in the speaker while you shower.
Like shit.
You can tell Alexa, yo, play the Warming Up podcast. Oh, shit. And it's on its way, bro.
Episode 16.
With the host, Legend Ghost, Irvin Legend, all the legends.
I like how you did that. With the host, Legend Ghost.
I'm a rapper, man. Anybody can rap nowadays, dude. I swear. You know, another, real quick. You know what? You know, I don't know if people do this. Do people, you know those, you know what I want to be? You know, not want to be, but you know what would be a really cool gig? Voice acting. Like, being like a character or something, or being like those guys that are in the audiobooks. That should be pretty fun.
So like IMAX, like a Pixar type of stuff.
Like you can be animated characters and shit. I feel like that, you get bread, you get the recognition. Not as much, but you know what I mean? Like, you have to be like, you know, Sasuke's voice, even the Japanese, even we know. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he plays Sasuke and he plays that. So, I don't know.
I have sound effects on the ass.
That was really fucking loud. Holy shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I have sound effects on the ass.
What do you say? Do you have...
No, here.
Boy, I have sound effects on the ass.
Something up the ass.
Boy, I have sound effects out the ass. Sorry for interrupting you. I didn't think it'd be.
Nah, dude, it's cool. But yeah, no, that's pretty much it. Yeah, no.
No, son, I would love to do that. Like, you already know me. Like, I'd be making like all these sound effects, like just like through my mouth and stuff.
Let me hear that Predator one. And there you go. That's the end of episode 16. Warming up. See you guys next week. Let us know what you think. We're always here for some feedback. Hit us up with your relationship advice. As you can see, we're very highly qualified to... I think we actually are. We did pretty good advice there. We didn't tell him to just dump the bitch and just watch porn.
That's some serious stuff.
Yeah, though. No, like, it's people's lives, and people really be, like, having depression and shit off of biddies. And, man, don't be loving these hoes for starters. Focus on the money. Focus on Benjamins, Franklins, George Washington, Lincolns.
The blues.
Ulysses Grant. Fuck with all the presidents. All right. With that being said, peace out.